Log Talk Radio.
Good morning. It's good to have you here with us for another in the series of Read Word. Today, the story begins about Samson. The judge, he judged Israel for a long time, was a good judge, was a pretty amazing judge, actually, the only one that was had the Nazarite vow, and yet went astray horribly. And we're going to read that over the next couple of days. If you missed yesterday morning, Sunday morning, we had communion. We'll always have communion on the Sunday morning program. Make sure you go back and study that one at the end. There'll be communion. And then our whole communion on the Capitol was good, but only half audio. And we're working on that. Got to buy some new equipment, evidently, some kind of a mic or something that doesn't burn up the battery or whatever it is. But thank you for all of you that were with us and are a part of that. Still in Michigan, if you're around here somewhere and you want to say hi, give us a call, text us, message us, email us. We love to be a blessing. We love to see you and hug your neck. That's what we always say because we're huggers. So here we go. Let's pray our opening prayer together right now. Father, I open my spirit, soul, and body to be led by you today so that Christ may dwell in my heart through faith, so that I will be rooted and grounded in love and be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width, length, depth, and height, so that I will know the love of Christ which passes knowledge, that I may be filled with all the fullness of God in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Here we go. Judges chapter 12. No, 13. 2:22. Again, the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, and the Lord delivered them into the hand of the Philistines for 40 years. Man, you got to wake up before 40 years. You just got to wake up. You just ain't no sense of wandering. There was a certain man from Zorah of the family of the Danites, whose name was Manoah, and his wife was barren and had no children. Now, this is not Zorro, the masked man on the horse, just so you know. First, the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman and said to her, indeed, now you're barren and have borne no children, but you shall conceive and bear a son. Therefore, please be careful not to drink wine or similar drink, not to eat anything unclean. For behold, he shall conceive and bear a son. No razor shall come upon his head, for the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb, and he shall begin to deliver Israel out of the hand of the Philistines. Verse 6, so the woman came and told her husband, saying, a man of God came to me. His countenance was like the countenance of the angel of God. Very awesome. But I did not ask him where he was from, and he did not tell me his name. He said to me, behold, you shall conceive and bear a son. Now drink no wine or similar drink, nor eat anything unclean. For the child shall be a Nazarite to God from the womb to the day of his death. Manoah prayed to the Lord and said, oh, my Lord, please let the man of God whom you sent come to us again and teach us what we shall do for the child who will be born. And God listened to the voice of Manoah. That's what I want everybody to say about me. Mm-hmm. And God listened to the voice of Samuel. Mm-hmm. And the angel of God came to the woman again, and she was sitting in the field, but Manoah, her husband, was not with her. The woman ran in haste and told her husband, said, look, the man who came to me the other day has just now appeared to me. So Manoah arose and followed his wife. When he came to the man, he said to him, "Are you the man who spoke to this woman?" And he said, "I am." Manoah said, "Now let your words come to pass. What will be the boy's rule of life and his work?" I do not remember that verse. So the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, "Of all that I said to the woman, let her be careful. She may not eat anything that comes from the vine, nor may she drink wine or similar drink, nor eat anything unclean. All that I commanded her, let her observe." Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "Please let us detain you." It's got a different meaning than what we see today. Mm-hmm. "And we will prepare a young goat for you." And the angel of the Lord said to Manoah, "Though you detain me, I will not eat your food. But if you offer a burnt offering, you must offer it to the Lord." For Manoah did not know he was the angel of the Lord. And that he's capitalized. And you don't capitalize a he when you're talking about an angel. You capitalize a he when you're talking about Jesus. He was the angel of the Lord. 17. Then Manoah said to the angel of the Lord, "What is your name, that when your words come to pass, we may honor you?" And the angel of the Lord said to him, "Why do you ask my name, seeing it is wonderful?" Manoah took the young goat with the grain offering, offered it on the rock to the Lord. Yeah, see, there it is, to the Lord. Mm-hmm. And he did a wondrous thing while Manoah and his wife looked on. It happened as the flame went up toward heaven from the altar, the angel of the Lord ascended into the flame of the altar. When Manoah and his wife saw this, they fell on their faces to the ground, no doubt.
Yeah.
When the angel of the Lord appeared no more to Manoah and his wife, then Manoah knew that he was the angel of the Lord. And Manoah said to his wife, "We shall surely die because we have seen God." His wife said to him, "If the Lord had desired to kill us, he would not have accepted a burnt offering and a grain offering from our hands, nor would he have shown us all these things, nor would he have told us such things as these at this time." So the woman bore a son, called his name Samson, and the child grew, and the Lord blessed him. And the Spirit of the Lord began to move upon him in Mahanadan, between Zorah and Eshtaol. 8 minutes, chapter 14. Now Samson went down to Timnah, saw a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. So he went up and told his father and his mother, saying, "I have seen a woman in Timnah of the daughters of the Philistines. Now, therefore, get her for me as a wife." Then his father and mother said to him, "Is there no one among the daughter of your brethren or among all my people that you must go to a wife from the uncircumcised Philistines?" Samson said to his father, "Get her for me, for she pleases me well." But his father and mother did not know that it was of the Lord, that he was seeking an occasion to move against the Philistines. For at that time, the Philistines had dominion over Israel. So Samson went down to Timnah with his father and mother and came to the vineyard of Timnah. Now, to his surprise, a young lion came roaring against him. And the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him. He tore the lion apart as one would have torn apart a young goat, though he had nothing in his hand. But he did not tell his father or his mother what he had done. Then he went down and talked with the woman, and she pleased Samson well. After some time, when he returned to get her, he turned aside to see the carcass of the lion, and behold, a swarm of bees and honey were in the carcass of the lion. He took some of it in his hands and went along eating. When he came to his father and his mother, he gave some to them, and they also ate. But he did not tell them that he had taken the honey out of the carcass of the lion. father went down to the woman, and Samson gave a feast there. For young men used to do this. Happened when they saw him that they brought 30 companions to be with him. Then Samson said to them, let me pose a riddle to you. If you can correctly solve and explain it to me, within the 7 days of the feast, then I will give you 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing. He must have been a rich man.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because there was 30 of them. Let me pose the riddle. Yes, 13. But if you cannot explain it to me, then you shall give me 30 linen garments and 30 changes of clothing. They said to him, pose your riddle that we may hear. So he said to them, out of the eater came something to eat, and out of the strong came something sweet. That's a good riddle. Now, for 3 days, they could not explain the riddle. Came to pass on the seventh day, they said to Samson's wife, entice your husband that he may explain the riddle to us, or else we will burn you and your father's house with fire. Have you invited us in order to take what is ours? Is that not so? Then Samson's wife wept on him and said, you only hate me. You do not love me. You have posed the riddle to the sons of my people, but you have not explained it to me. And he said to her, look, I have not explained it to my father or my mother, so should I explain it to you? She had wept on him the 7 days while their feast lasted. And it happened on the seventh day that he told her, because she pressed him so much. Then she explained the riddle to the sons of her people. So the men of the city said to him on the seventh day before the sun went down, what is sweeter than honey and what is stronger than a lion? And he said to them, if you had not plowed with my heifer, you would have not solved my riddle. If you had not plowed with my heifer.
That's talking about his wife.
Now that is a really good riddle. That's why some people in America call that opposing woman the old heifer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Your Dr. Winston say it when he's talking about Pharaoh's wife. The old heifer put me in prison. Anyways, 19. Don't worry about that. Would have been at 12:15. Then the Spirit of the Lord came upon him mightily, and he went down to Ascalon, killed 30 men. 30 of their men took their apparel and gave the changes of clothing to those who had explained the riddle. But anger was aroused, and he went back up to his father's house, and Samson's wife gave to him his companion. And Samson's wife was given to his companion, who had been his best man. There we go. 13:10. After a while, in the time of wheat harvest, it happened that Samson visited his wife with a young goat. He said, let me go into my wife, into her room. But her father would not permit him to go in. Her father said, I really thought that you thoroughly hated her. Therefore, I gave her to your companion. Is not her younger sister better than she? Please take her instead. Samson said to them, this time I shall be blameless regarding the Philistines if I harm them. Samson went and caught 300 foxes. He took torches, turned the foxes tail to tail, and put a torch between each pair of tails. When he had set the torches on fire, he let the foxes go into the standing grain of the Philistines and burned up both the shocks and the standing grain, as well as the vineyards and the olive groves. Wow. Verse 6, then the Philistines said, who's done this? And they said, Samson, the son-in-law of the Timnite, because he has taken his wife and given her to his companion. Philistines came up and burned her and her father with fire.
Wow.
Samson said to them, since you would do a thing like this, I will surely take revenge on you. And after that, I will cease. So he attacked them, hip and thigh, with a great slaughter. He went down and dwelt in the cleft of the rock of Edom. Verse 9, now the Philistines went up and camped in Judah and deployed themselves against Lehi. And the men of Judah said, why have you come up against us? So they answered, we've come up to arrest Samson to do to him as he's done to us. Then 3,000 men of Judah went down to the cleft of the rock of Edom and said to Samson, do you not know the Philistines rule over us? What is this you have done to us? And he said to them, as they did to me, so I've done to them. They said to him, we have come down to arrest you, that we may deliver you into the hand of the Philistines. You know, they didn't come with one man. They came with 3,000 men.
3,000?
Wow. Then Samson said to them, swear to me that you will not kill me yourselves. 13. So they spoke to him, saying, no one. No, but we will tie you securely and deliver you into their hand. But we will surely not kill you. And they bound him with two new ropes and brought him up from the rock. When he came to Lehi, the Philistines came shouting against him. Then the Spirit of the Lord came mightily upon him, and the ropes that were on his arm became like flax that is burned with fire. His bonds broke loose from his hands. He found a fresh jawbone of a donkey, reached out his hand, took it, and killed 1,000 men with it. I think that that would be considered special forces. Then Samson said, with the jawbone of a donkey, heaps upon heaps, with the jawbone of a donkey, I have slain 1,000 men.
Wow.
This man was quite a poet. 17. So it was when he finished speaking that he threw the jawbone from his hand and called that place Ramath Lehi. Then he became very thirsty. So he cried out to the Lord and said, you have given this great deliverance by the hand of your servant. And how shall I die of thirst and fall into the hand of the uncircumcised? God split the hollow place that is in Lehi, and water came out, and he drank, and his spirit returned, and he revived. Therefore, he called its name Hakore, which is in Lehi to this day. And he judged Israel 20 years in the days of the Philistines. May God add his blessing to the reading of his holy word. I'm the same way. Sister Fran said it tonight. I'm like, oh, come on. I want to read one more chapter. But then I look and I'm like, nah, I'll just mess everything up. So, all right, 1735. Now, a Nazirite vow was to set them apart, and they were not supposed to touch anything dead. But of course, they weren't supposed to run off to the Philistines and marry somebody who was not of their kind either. So Samson had a very severe time going on. But you got to realize the children of Israel just spent 40 years in bondage to the Philistines and began to be like them, go after their gods. And you know, how do you apply that to today? It is going to get darker. I'm not prophesying. Isaiah did. But you and I are going to get brighter. I mean, if every light in this house was turned off except this one, you would see this light in all the house. Turn all your lights off in your house someday and just look at the little light indicators on all of your appliances, your TV. And those little tiny lights just stand out. So in the darkness of this end days, and we are in the end days, this is not a joke. This is not a religiosity teaching. In the darkness of this evil day, you and I are going to shine bright. And the Gentiles, the sinners, are going to be drawn to the brightness of our shining. They're going to be like, you got something. And whatever you got, we want. You and I are going to give them a relationship with their Father, not a religious organization or a denominational standard or a book of do's and don'ts like the church has so often done. And I truly believe in these end days, we're going to see a bigger harvest of souls than has ever been seen anywhere in the history of the world. And I love it because we're going to be standing in heaven with thousands, hundreds of thousands, millions. Wouldn't it be something to be able to say that we won 1 billion souls to Jesus before he came back in the next, 6 months or something? Anyways, here we go. 20 minutes. We are going to now pray the prayer of salvation. And there's always somebody says, why do you do that every day? And I say, because I never know who's going to hear this video. And I want every video I ever record to the best of my ability to have the prayer of salvation on it. Because if you come here wanting Jesus, I want you to find it. And if I don't pray the prayer of salvation, I've been to too many church services where they're like, and remember, if you want to get saved, pray and talk to God. And then they close the service. You're like, hello? Don't walk away from the deal until it's sealed. So pray this prayer with me. Father, in the name of Jesus.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
I know I need you in my life every day.
I know I need you in my life every day.
And according to John 3:16.
And according to John 3:16.
When I believe in you.
When I believe in you.
You give me everlasting life.
You give me everlasting
and
life.
And I will not perish.
And I will not perish.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
Jesus, I believe you are the Son of God.
And you rose again on the third day.
And you rose again on the third day.
Put your hands out and just do this. Say, I receive you into my life right now.
I receive you into my life right now.
All of your love.
All of your love.
All of your mercy.
All of your mercy.
All of your grace.
All of your grace.
All of your righteousness.
All of your righteousness.
Fill me with the Holy Spirit.
Fill me with your Holy Spirit.
So I live in power.
So I live in power.
So I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost.
So I'm the temple of the Holy Ghost.
I understand the Word of God.
Understand the Word of God.
Pray in my heavenly language.
Pray in my heavenly language.
And live a successful life.
And live a successful
life. As a believer every day.
As a believer every day.
Pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
I pray this in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen. 22:15. You might be saying, Pastor, what's going on? I'm experiencing this. You are experiencing. It's an experience. It's not a feeling. You might be feeling things on the inside, but it's an experience. And so this is what just happened. You went from darkness to light. You went from fear to faith. You went from your sin to Jesus' righteousness. And you might say, well, how in the world did that happen? Because when you said, Jesus, come in, Jesus is the light of the world, and he just flooded you with light. Jesus is the author and finisher of your faith, and faith just came in, and that chases fear out. Jesus is the most perfect, righteous example. He lived his whole life here without sin.
Amen.
And he just brought all that righteousness and gave it to you, which absolutely obliterates all your sin, throws it in the sea of forgetfulness, never to ever be remembered against you another day in that 60-second prayer. Now, Father says to Jesus, adopt them, bring them into the family. You're now an heir of God, a joint with Jesus. Somebody ought to shout, glory, hallelujah.
Glory.
You might say, Pastor, I don't even know how to be a Christian. Don't worry about being a Christian. Just be a believer every day. Wake up in the morning and say, thank you, Father, I'm a believer. Help me walk with you today. If your dad was standing in front of you with his arms wide open, full of love, saying, let's go get it done today, you'd go with him. And Father God is better than your dad and mine because he's awake 24/7, 365. Our dads had to sleep. I mean, my dad was Superman, but he still had to sleep. Right?
Amen.
And what you got to do is just walk with him every day. My email address is in the notes of this program. And you can email me, ask me a question, tell me your story, give me a prayer request. I'm going to help you walk with God. I got videos on righteousness. I got videos on healing. I got videos on peace. I got videos on knowledge and word and understanding and faith and righteousness, mostly righteousness. Get the videos on righteousness. And it's all on YouTube. It don't even cost you anything. But you got to email me and say, Pastor, help me. Or just go to my YouTube channel and search it up yourself. It'll be a blessing to you. Those of you around the world, 32 different nations, send us an email. Let us know you're listening. because we want to know who you are. Now, 25. There's some blue numbers, four-digit numbers in there called time stamps. Click on that number, and it'll take you to certain parts of the video, and you'll be able to go back and listen to it, and listen to it, and listen to it, and listen to it, and listen to it. And it'll be a blessing to you. If you have a friend, you're like, hey, you really ought to listen to this. Wait a minute. You all have friends. Send this to all of them. In the notes is a link for all of the videos in one playlist. And it'll be a blessing to them where they can just click play and just listen to the whole thing and get caught up to us. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, you know me. I could talk all day and all night, but I encourage you to be strong in the Lord and the power of his might, and let your light shine so that everybody sees the God that's inside of you. You already know enough to help them get where you are, and you'll be a blessing to them. Till we see you again, this is what we say. It sure is a short time period, isn't it? We love you.
We love you.
And God loves you. And Jesus is Lord. See you tomorrow. All of our friends around the world, wherever you may be on Blog Talk Radio, we speak the blessing of Almighty God. May the abundance of God, the peace of God, the strength of God, the love of God flow in you. If you can, get some people together with you. Listen to the video. Bring your family in together. Listen to the video. Those that's in Ukraine and some of those nations where the Ukrainians are fleeing to, be strong in the Lord. Put this on your podcast. Listen to it over and over. And ask the God of heaven and earth that the faith that you hear in our voice to be shared with you in your life, and then be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hey, Samson killed 1,000 of them with the jawbone of a donkey, so don't hesitate to grab a donkey's jawbone. Go after him. Jesus is Lord, and he's blessing your life today. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. And amen. See you tomorrow.